time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 20th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour. The Santa Rosa City Schools Board will address one huge topic on Wednesday, unifying all of its 9 districts into one mega district. They will hear a presentation from an auditing firm hired to study just such a move. Consolidating into one district would save millions of dollars with little potential downside. But such a move is still risky and would require some time to fully implement. The meeting will start at 5:30 Wednesday night at the Santa Rosa High School Multipurpose Room. Santa Rosa police have announced they've arrested a man suspected of causing $10,000 in damage to the downtown library back on February 9th. 38-year-old Benneth Amici was identified through tips, surveillance video, and previous encounters with police. He was arrested Monday morning on 4th Street in Santa Rosa. Southern California once again is getting slammed from this most recent storm. The Santa Barbara Airport was forced to close yesterday after getting over 10 inches of rain. While still dumping excessive rainfall, this storm will move through faster than the last atmospheric river earlier this month. Severe brief thunderstorms in both northern and southern California raised the threat of small tornadoes yesterday, and the Sierra received several feet of new snow. In sports, William Byron broke a 9-year drought for Hendrick Motorsports with his win yesterday at the Daytona 500. And your forecast, showers, possibly thunder showers today, especially in the afternoon. Some could produce very heavy rainfall. Highs in the mid-50s, wind gusting to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, showers or more thunder showers, especially before 10 p.m. Overnight lows in the 40s. A chance of scattered showers tomorrow, but in general, things are calming down. Partly sunny with a high near 60. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks. So they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it. And your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
2.7 The Wolf. A little after 8 o'clock, it's Rick Michaels. Got a whole laundry list of good stuff on the way. Billy Idol's coming up. Also, Phil Collins, Gloria Gaynor. Let's see, Queen's coming up. Whitesnake, Aerosmith, and the Police. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well, this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love. Don't you leave me no more. I've got this burning, yearning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad. You came into my life. So tenderly. With the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me. Don't you leave me no more.
Oh,
Let's get another update on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride as you make your way in on this Tuesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
We have a downtown commute now. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by PreventWildfireCA.org. Northbound 101 starting to jam up right around Golf Course Drive. You'll be tapping the brakes through the 12 interchange up to College Avenue. Southbound 101 heading downtown. Let's call it heavy pockets out of Windsor from Shiloh Road into the Highway 12 interchange. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma still looking good through the Narrows and past Olympoli Park. Why fight fire with fire? In California, they're proactive. Prescribed fire helps prevent larger wildfires, keeping forests healthier and communities safer. Learn more at PreventWildfireCA.org. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back.
Rewinds 1975. What a shocker. The FBI can't find Jimmy Hoffa after he lunches with a known mafia figure. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is flying straight to number one at the box office. In Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa City Council votes to preserve the historic Fountain Grove Round Barn. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
She keeps them away, Chandler, in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time when imitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer. vacations. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, trying up a dime to gain some might have been again, incidentally, me that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. The girl she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, she's as elegant, playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. Absolutely right.
Queen at 102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. If you haven't been over to the website, it is thewolf.fm. You can join up with the Wolfpack. Speaking of the Wolfpack, we do have some members celebrating birthdays. Raul Gomez today celebrating a birthday. Kathy Helfer, as well as Frank Rudd. Happy birthday, guys. From all of us here, enjoy your day. 102.7 The Wolf.
No, I don't know. Songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. To carry on, 'cause I know you need.
on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 20th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour. We are learning this morning of an isolated incident when some senior class students at Petaluma High School posted a video to TikTok that has now forced the cancellation of the annual TQ Review Show, a major fundraiser for prom. The video showed some students making jokes about kissing each other